Welcome to episode 154 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for stopping by. There's a word that is so important, I think, in so many people's lives, and they just don't grasp the power that it has, and it's that word belief. The belief in yourself, because so many people don't believe that they're worthy, that they are strong, that they are anything in this world. The belief is just something internal, that believing in yourself and really understanding who you are and what you represent and what you're trying to do, and even the simplest thing about living by your own standards, living to your own moral compass. It's just something that people don't stand by nowadays. People are constantly trying to morph themselves into a mold that other people have set, that they're trying to please all these other people so that they have friends or likes or whatever on social media or in school. You know, being part of the popular group, doing things they wouldn't normally do because all the popular people are doing it. So basically, people are looking at fitting into these popularity groups and changing who they are to fit in these little molds that are already set, because so many people are wanting to be popular because they think that's the thing to do. And these popular crowds somehow have these standards set, and the only people they seem to let in are people who are like them, who talk like them, who dress like them, who have the same opinions about people and fashion and food and all these things, these exterior things. And I find it ever so very interesting, because maybe that's how I see it, because I've always been kind of independent. I've been, in some people's standards, I've been kind of a loner, because I've kind of always cultivated smaller friendships, smaller circles of friendship, because I didn't like drama as a kid. I was just like, I didn't have time for it. I felt like it wasn't my thing. And that's why for me, seriously, when I was younger, I was drawn to friendships with guys. With guys who were like the smart guys who were like into science and comic books and all of these, math and things. I enjoyed those things as well. How many times was it in high school we had a reading period? And I sat near these guys, and they would have comic books, and I would read comic books or whatever books that they had. I would borrow their books, and we would, because I was one of the science geeks. And I loved their friendships, because they were true when they were open, and there was no ulterior motive or undercurrent that I always had to be aware of. And so that's why I always loved being friends with guys growing up. Because there was none of this drama. And so maybe now, that's why as an adult, I don't tolerate drama well. I just don't. And that's probably why my circle of friends is still, compared to other people, is relatively small. But the thing is, the people that I have in my circle are great people. And even though I've been very careful about cultivating great friendships, sometimes that still has to evolve. Those things have to change out based upon things that you find out and how people change as people, or even people who, let me tell you, this happens to be so true. There will be always people who are going to try to tear you down, always in life, and that's something you need to be aware of. Not just live in fear of it, but just be cautiously optimistic about everyone about the possibility of it happening, because I totally give everyone a chance. I am more than welcome to have new friendships with people. But once I see that they've treated others poorly, that's a really huge reflection. If I actually witness somebody treating another poorly, I'm like, whoa. That's my yield sign, my red flag saying, I have to watch out for that. Because, you know, there are people that they will change who they are based upon their audience. And I understanding your audience, you know, in a performance, and people will do jokes based upon who they have in their audience, or perform based upon who is their audience. And that's what some people actually do with friendships. There was somebody, a gal, like I said, I like to witness these things before I make a decision on friendships. There was a gal who had a birthday party, and is actually a party thrown by another friend, and turns out the birthday person didn't appreciate some of the things that were done at the party. Granted, this was at a girlfriend's house, the host's house, who threw everything together and had tons of food and everything, and somebody actually baked a cake for the birthday person, and the birthday person, once the cake was cut and, you know, happy birthday was sung, the birthday person didn't even want to take a bite of the cake and said, "This is not my jam," meaning they didn't like the cake, without even taking a bite, and set the cake down and then walked away after happy birthday had been sung and everyone was, like, you know, happy as a clam. The person walked away, and it was like, in my head, I'm like, wait, what just happened? Such poor behavior. There was no thank you to the host, no thank you for everyone to come to the party. There was no thank you to the person who baked the cake. And it was on special request from the birthday person even. My cautionary flag went up, going, what the heck just happened? Because this was supposed to be a really, you know, great event. And even if I didn't like something at a birthday party that friends held for me, I would be gracious to them all, because there is such love in the attempt to do something special like that for someone, don't you think? And so that was an example of, like, cautionary flag thrown, because I witnessed this behavior. And that's one of those things when you realize, if this person is acting this way in front of us, just imagine what is going on behind the scenes when we're not even around. I mean, wow. Like I said, there are going to be people who do play to the crowd, who they are around. There was another person who, a guy who is single. He, you know, he's handsome, he's well built, and he puts himself out there as this really religious person who goes to church every week and really is a very strong motivator for his kid. And it's like, okay, sure, great, that's really great, you know, somebody who's religious and really family oriented, great. But then you find out that this person is talking to all these women, you know, touting up the religion, but really putting notches under its belt, if you know what I'm saying, to all these people, saying, yeah, that part of a relationship is important, you should test that out before, you know, you delve into a relationship. And then you see the narcissistic part of the personality, you see the controlling part of the personality, and then before my eyes, I saw him hit on somebody who was actually already in a relationship, and I'm like, cautionary flag, you're a religious person. Why would you be trying to get in between a relationship just because you want that female as another notch on your belt? Why? What? Aren't, what? I was so confused when I saw that. Cautionary flag went up, and I kind of just pushed that friendship just a little bit away from me. But see, you sometimes have to do that. Because if you are the person that you are and you have your own standards and moral compass, if that's something you're okay with, then keep that friendship close. But me, I'm like, that I don't approve of. So I push that friendship a little bit further down the line because that's not behavior that I condone. That's not behavior I want to be associated with. And like, I'm still friendly, but I'm not friendly with this person anymore. And we have to be brave enough to do that because believing in yourself is a part of that. You know what you can tolerate and what you cannot. And you know that you are a reflection of the people around you, because people will automatically, even if they say they don't do it, they judge you based upon the people that you hang out with. They just do. And if you believe in yourself, you surround yourself with the people that you respect and enjoy, who, for me, don't have a lot of drama. And people who don't try to put you into a box. Like, there's this thing, my friends are so, so different. And that's what I love about the friendships that I've cultivated the past few years, is that we are all so different, but we get along. You know, some more strongly than others, but we all get along. And we have so many different points of view, but it doesn't mess up our friendship. Like for me, I don't talk about my religion or politics with my friends at all. I just don't, because my opinion is my opinion, my belief is my belief, and my religion is my own. I have Christian friends, I have Jewish friends, I have agnostic friends, I have Buddhist friends, but our friendship isn't based upon our religion. It's based upon the good people that they are, how they treat others, how they treat me, how I treat them. It's a give and take. It's not just take, 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 take. It's not one-sided. There is a symbiosis. There is a, you know, a give and take. Because friendships, just like marriages, shouldn't be one direction. It should be a partnership. Like, yeah, there are people who are in friendships. There's always an alpha. But the alpha shouldn't, you know, make all the decisions in any kind of friendship or a friendship group, because it is a give and take. And like I said, guys, friendships evolve and people change. And you shouldn't be afraid to kind of edit those friendships as time goes on. I've mentioned it before, but I've had to do some editing in my life in the past few months with people I had no inkling that I would ever need to do this with. And it took me a while to wrap my brain around the fact that even though they were in my high close-knit circle that I felt that they were in, I was not in theirs. And the treatment that I received from them, or lack thereof, I had to push them down the line. And now in my head, I'm not so hurt by their behavior now, because I've had to mentally push them down the line so that their interactions or lack thereof doesn't mean so much to me anymore. But I had to evolve. I had to grasp that idea that I was not so important to them. And I pushed them down the line. And that's a hard thing to do. That really is, especially with people that you love like so deeply. But you kind of have to accept it. And that's a hard thing for a lot of people to do. And, you know, some people it takes longer to reshuffle in your brain. Some people it's super easy. But it's something you have to do in your mind, that evolution of pushing people further, detaching yourself a bit. And it's hard to release people, like, be free, you know? But you have to, for your own mental health. You have to, because so many people just want you to be like them. Like I said before, in the popular circles, people want you to be just like them, dress like them, have the same opinion, you know? I don't know, it's the... They want y'all to be cookie cutters. They want everyone to be in the same mold that they are, believe in what they believe in. They can't accept differences. It could be like a number of things, like they can't accept differences, or their point of view is so narrow-minded, or they just are putting their insecurities into the world. And they only can accept certain things. You know, because in high school, there were those certain groups. They all dressed the same. They all talked the same. They only communicated or hung out with their own circle. We see this all the time in high schools, like the jocks and the druggies and the smart kids, the theater kids, the band kids, you know. I always liked the people who just were friends with everybody, who morphed through it all and didn't, you know, they might have been the loners, but they were accepted by everyone. I was kind of one of those people. It's like I knew everybody and everyone knew me, but I just kind of bounced around. But the closest group that I had was with the smart guys. They were also what would be considered the geeks, because they were the shy ones, because they didn't really have the best social skills. They did, but, you know, they weren't as handsome as, you know, the jocks were, or big as the jocks. And so it was kind of like they didn't have a lot of means, or, you know, they weren't brave enough to talk to the girls or ask girls out for dates and stuff. So I was like the geeky girl, I guess. And, but they were comfortable with me because, you know, I could talk their language. I could talk their lingo. And so they were comfortable with me. I was one of the guys to them. I wasn't a girl. I was just one of the guys. But yeah, you see all those, you know, little groups in high school, and it's kind of that way in as adults. It's just not so pronounced, I guess, is a good way to say it. But it still exists. That's what's funny, because I'm imagining it in my head. And I'm like, yeah, they totally still exist. And that's why I'm so... feel so strongly about diversity. And kind of just breaking out of your own head and doing new things, even as adults. Like, don't stay stagnant. You have to evolve and you have to meet new people. But always just believe in yourself, because once you believe in yourself and you believe who you are, you're not trying to modify who you are to fit in another group. You're just meeting new people and you're just being uniquely you. And I think that's a weird thing nowadays, to be uniquely yourself and not being afraid of being judged by others. Because if you try to morph so many times into so many groups, you lose who you are. You lose what you believe in. You get confused, and you just know who to be. And so hopefully, I mean, you contemplate that word belief and start looking inward to yourself and take a mental inventory of who you are and what you believe in, and understand that you really need to just first believe in you and value what you believe in and where your standards are and where your moral compass guides you into what is right and what is wrong. And then looking at your circle around you, and it's realizing if they have the same values as you, can you tolerate their opinions of things? Can you really see the value that they bring to you and you bring to them, that give and take? Because that's what relationships really should be, instead of one-sided. And it's so easy, if you actually look, to identify the narcissists in your life, the people who just take, the people who try to undermine the things that you do. Oh, you can easily see it in your workplace. I'm sure you can figure those people out. But in your life, people are kind of sneaky. So give everyone a chance, but just be cautious. And like in your head, throw those red flags up like I did with people, and just be cautious, and just then you'll suddenly see how people truly are, and if they're just takers or do they give and take. Those are the people you want in your life, and the people that value you for who you are, those who try to just let you be and just accept your friendship for what it is. Anyway, guys, that's a long one for now, but really, truly, believe in you and really live your life and steer. You're the captain. You're the captain of your life. So steer yourself into the best person you want to be, not the person that someone else wants you to be. Be you, uniquely you. And I totally, totally feel that you will love yourself even more once you believe in yourself. Okay, guys, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Give it a thumbs up if you could. And I will talk to you guys next week. Hey guys, and that's a wrap for this latest podcast. Would love to hear your feedback on this podcast. And if you have any ideas on future podcasts, leave me a message on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or even here on Anchor Messenger. If you're ever looking for my Thankful Thursdays, you can find those on Instagram, on my IGTV, or on my Facebook page, both A Single Mom's Journey. Again, thanks so much for listening, guys, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.